Over here. That's right. Come closer. My, my. They sure did a number on you. And before you ask, no, I've not come to gawk. It's your lucky day. I'm getting you out of here. Don't worry about them. The guards are far too busy with ale and dice to be much trouble for us. But anyway, what do you care? You're getting sprung from Lord Marlon's dungeon. Oh, all right. If you need proof, here you go. Your cutlass? Bag of caltrops? Case of lockpicks? Oh, and it seems like you had one smoke bomb. Rather confident, weren't you? Now, does that prove my resolve, dear? Lovely. You may call me Eloise. I do have one more thing for you. A letter. I think you know who that's for. That is right. I'm the one on the inside for this job. The old man sent you over here to check up on me, didn't he? After my messages ran dry, he started to worry, yes? Well, you'll be relieved to know that I'm certainly still alive. Lord Marlon hasn't caught on to a fake maid in his castle just yet. As for why I fell out of contact, that's all detailed in that letter. I'm sure a diligent scout such as yourself understands the need for discretion. Don't worry about it. We all get cornered at some point. In any event, you should know how to get out of here. Listen carefully and commit this to memory. Take the tunnel to my left and follow it no more than 30 paces. Then turn to your right and check the wall for a protruding stone no bigger than a king's copper. Press it. And you will open a hidden door to a tunnel that leads out into the forest. That door will only remain open for half a minute, so don't dawdle. Once you are in the forest, keep off any trails until you can no longer see the castle. You must, and I cannot stress this enough, follow these instructions exactly. As you hear them. Any deviation, and I do mean any, and you'll wind up back here with your legs shackled for your troubles. I'll have to pretend that you kidnapped me, and the old man will have to scrap the heist. And we don't want that, do we? Do you understand what you need to do? Have you forgotten anything? I'll say it again. Tunnel to my left, no more than 30 paces. Then turn to your right and check the wall for a protruding stone. Press it. Don't wait. Head straight out into the forest. Stay amongst the trees and off any tracks until you can no longer see the castle. All right? You remember all of that? Are you sure? Really sure? Absolutely sure. Lovely. Now then, if you'll allow me. Before you go, there is one more thing we should do. Someone is bound to have noticed me head this way, so we should make it look as though you took me captive. I have rope for that. Here you are. You know how to tie some good knots. You've done this before. I can tell. Right. Oh, and you should gag me as well. Use my scarf, would you, dear? And by the way, good luck. My, these knots really are tight. There's hope for that scout yet. Still, old Dornan is going to need all the help he can get if we are going to pull off this heist. The additional guard patrols are one thing, and we can get through those traps easy enough. But the fact that Lord Marlon doesn't need sleep anymore, that puts everything in danger.